USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. Embassy in Kabul is warning not to travel to the airport there. They're saying that more attacks are highly probable and that all Americans should leave the country as soon as possible. On Thursday, there was a suicide bombing at the airport that killed 13 U.S. service members. President Biden said the mission there now is very dangerous.
Come with a significant loss of American personnel. But it's a worthy mission because they continue to evacuate folks out of that region, out of the airport.
Around 170 people were killed in the attack, and dozens more were hurt. The attack was carried out by an offshoot of the Islamic State called the Islamic State Khorasan Province. They claimed responsibility for the attack. The final troop withdrawal in Afghanistan is set for Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Hurricane warnings are out for most of the Gulf Coast as Ida, which is now a Category 1 storm, is expected to strengthen. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said the hurricane is rapidly intensifying and may hit the state as a Category 4 hurricane. Winds when the hurricane hits on Sunday afternoon may be as high as 140 miles per hour. Evacuations were ordered for several southern areas in the state, including those who live in New Orleans, outside the levee system. The governor says by Saturday night at the latest,
You need to be where you intend to ride out the storm, and you need to be postured as you would want to be as that storm approaches you.
He said he spoke to President Biden, who has already approved a pre-landfall emergency declaration. Louisiana state health officials are now urging people to find somewhere to shelter where they can be safe and not to be out on the roads, as hospitals now are overflowing with COVID-19 patients. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Capitol police officer who shot a young woman during the Capitol riot has broken his silence. He said, "I saved countless lives." USA Radio's Lance Pry has the story.
Ashley Babbitt and others were attempting to get inside the Capitol building on that Wednesday afternoon in January. As she climbed up toward a broken section of the unguarded door, Babbitt was shot by an officer from inside the room, and she bled out. The U.S. Capitol police officer was a secret until now. He identified himself in a made-for-TV interview on NBC News.
I was taking a tactical stance. You're ultimately hoping that your commands will be complied with, and unfortunately, they were not.
U.S. Capitol Police Lieutenant Michael Byrd was wearing a face mask when he said commands were given and claimed shots were fired before his fateful decision. Ashley's husband since 2019, Aaron Babbitt, on Newsmax TV.
He's more worried about COVID than shooting my wife. If this is a life or death situation, you're about to use your firearm, take your mask off. She could have been deaf. You never know. You have no idea.
A judge has struck down a measure by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and the state's Board of Education that banned school districts from instituting mask mandates amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Leon County Circuit Judge John Cooper ruled in Tallahassee that Florida's Parents' Bill of Rights does not prevent schools from requiring masks. DeSantis is expected to appeal the ruling. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.